This is the Pacifica National Board meeting of April 12, 2012, convening at 5:40 p.m. Pacific, 8:40 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Summer Reese Chair, Bill Croce, Vice Chair, Afia Juan Gaza, Secretary. Our Secretary has requested an excused absence for the evening, and Vice Chair Bill Crozier has kindly offered to be Secretary pro tem for the evening. Bill, if you could go ahead and call the roll, please. Thank you.
Okay. Ivan Alsame. Can't hear you, Ivan. Ken Aaron.
Here. I'm here, sir. This is Ivan.
Okay. Gotcha, Ivan. Ken, are you there? Can't hear you, Ken. Teresa Allen.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm here.
Okay, got you, Ken. Teresa? Can't hear you, Teresa. Mia Bediaco?
Present.
Okay, Wesley Bethune?
Here.
Okay, Carolyn Burden? Was that you, Carolyn? Can't hear you. Lydia Brazon?
Here.
Bill Crozier, I'm here. Kathy Davis? Can't hear you, Kathy. And by the way, I'm doing this alphabetical by last name, so if you want to mute and unmute yourself. Okay, get in here, Kathy. Revelyn Gold? Can't hear you, Revelyn. Heather Gray? Can't hear you, Heather. Campbell Johnson?
Here.
Okay, Emily Alexa?
Present.
Okay, Afia Wangaza is not here, I guess.
Excuse.
Laura Priebus? Right. Laura Priebus? Can't hear you, Laura. Summer Reese?
Present.
Marcel Reed?
Here.
George Ryder?
Here.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
Dan Siegel? Can't hear you,
Revelyn Gold.
Okay, got you, Revelyn. Alex Steinberg? Can't hear you, Alex. Andrea Turner? Can't hear you, Andrea. Let me go back to the people I missed. Teresa Allen? Can't hear you, Teresa. Carolyn Burden? Can't hear you, Carolyn. Kathy Davis? Can't hear you, Kathy. Heather Gray?
Hi, this is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. Okay, gotcha. Andrea Turner. Afia Wangaza is not on. Laura Priebus? Can't hear you, Laura. Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg? Can't hear you, Alex. Arlene Engelhart?
I'm present.
Okay. LaVarne Williams?
Present.
And John Gary, recording secretary?
Present.
Heard you earlier. Okay, thanks, John.
Present.
And Andy Gold, is he on? Okay, well, we have quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Bill. And just as standing policy, Mr. Gold will never be on open session calls unless we have something as a particularly requiring his attention in a effort to save the foundation funds that are not necessary. So he will be with us on the closed session. And we had a request for excused absence from Kevin Gaza, from Alex Steinberg, and both Heather and Alex may join us later on the closed session call, but I do not anticipate their presence in the open session. And I know Revelyn is with us, but may leave the call early, but we do have a request for the excused absences from Thea, from Alex, and from Heather. So is there any objection to granting those excused absences?
Without objection.
Thank you, Campbell. All right, very good. All right, folks, thank you. Be back with you all tonight.
Point of purpose, personal privilege. Could we have everybody
move
their phone?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Ken. Yes, please. You know the drill, everybody. Pound, pound, pound. Thank you. So if you're not currently trying to be recognized, please go ahead and mute your phones for the sake of everyone on the call so we can hear each other. Thank you. Pound, pound, one. We'll mute your phone. All right, very good. Well, I still hear some little chatter in the background of an electronic major, so. Yeah, I hear it. There it is. But all right, pound, pound, and if you can't hear me, hopefully you will hear me, go ahead and mute your phones. Thank you. So we have designated Ed Timekeeper. A little fungible with us, but does anyone want to take a shot at Ed Timekeeper this evening? I got Bill doing secretary for Tim, so I don't want to ask him to do the timekeeping also, but if not, I will... I'll try to keep us on track there. Going once, going twice. Right. And I can still hear that interference. It sounds like the background sound almost as strangely of a radio. So somebody doesn't have his or her phone muted. But if there's anyone who has not yet muted, your phone, please do so now. All right, I don't think I've got anyone jumping at being timekeeper. So we will move on.
I'll do it, Summer. It's George.
Thank you so much, George. Okay, I appreciate that. Okay, Ryder will be the timekeeper. So we have the agenda before us. I created a new category called time-sensitive issues because, frankly, there are some things that can't afford to languish bottom of new business forever, like dealing with elections issues and things of that nature. So I hope there's no objection to that, but I really couldn't see any other way to prioritize things of a time-sensitive nature except to say they are of a time-sensitive nature. So,
to the stack.
Okay, Ken, go ahead, please.
I'd like to move a motion that I have from the tech committee, which is very brief. We have potentially 20 members that signed up, but only about 8 showing up. So we wanted to be able to operate as a task force. I'd like to move that motion from way down at the bottom up into time sensitive or close or much higher because we have a meeting coming up Tuesday.
Okay.
The motion is underneath, it's an open session motion.
Right, it's underneath tech committee. I put it in there last night.
Yeah, great. So I'd like to move that up either just higher up. It should take more than a moment.
Well, do you want to move it up instead of, the top of the committee report section? Because, Heather isn't going to be with us.
Okay,
this
top
evening.
Of the committee report should make it. As long as we make it, yes. Top of
okay,
the
so why don't
report.
We make it the first item under committee reports? Is there any objection
Thank
to
you.
That? That doesn't seem controversial to me. Okay, and hearing none, we'll make it the first, we'll move the technology committee report as the first committee report, okay? And then you can go ahead and motivate that motion at that point. All right, thank you. I'm hearing just a tremendous amount of interference on this one. It's that electronic scratchiness that we, someone has.
Point of information, Summer, perhaps you should... You should quit the call and call back in. It may be your phone.
Well, I can try, but I can actually hear voices and things that are definitely not coming off of my phone. But
Summer, this is Nia.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I don't think it's you because when you were on there, wasn't that noise?
Yeah, I don't think it's myself either, frankly, because I can hear something of, I can hear static noise of a specific nature,
Now, the reason I said that is that John sent me a message, and he thought it could be you. And I do hear it when I don't hear it now. I think when Nia came on is when I heard it again. But
I've got my line open, and I'm not hearing it now either.
Exactly. Okay, good.
All right, thank you. Well, let's just try to do our best. I mean, it's frequently nobody's fault. It's just what's going on with their phone. But if we try to adhere to the mute policy, that'll eliminate it most of the time. All right, very good.
Nia. Just for the record, I'm on a landline, so it's not me. I'm not even using my cell phone. So.
Okay, and I don't hear it now, so I think somebody muted, so that's good. So if we don't hear it come back, we're good. And somebody may come on, when someone speaks, if we hear it come on with somebody, then we'll know which phone is, having difficulties. So, all right, very good. Are there any other amendments to the agenda? Anything that needs to be shifted around, or could we go ahead and try to push through as much of it as we can? Okay, very good. Okay, so if no objection, then the agenda will be marked as approved, and we'll go ahead and move forward. Now, you'll see the next thing on the agenda, and I allowed an ample amount of time just in case. Now, our board secretary is not with us, for this call. I haven't seen any communication back and forth between board members and the secretary, but you will see you have something like 8 or 9 sets of minutes. I put the dates down to help keep everyone on track to, you know, minutes you're approving and not just unapproved minutes. There are several sets of them that were sent out earlier this week. Members have had a chance to peruse them, but we'll have to see them one at a time. I don't believe in, you know, well, I guess no, we could blanket approve them unless there's an objection to a particular set, but there are, I have to look back at it, but there's 8 or 9 sets of minutes in there for the open session and a similar number when we get to closed session. So are there any objections on the part of any members to any particular set of minutes that have been distributed to the board?
This is Lydia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Lydia. Go ahead, please.
Okay. I'd like to hold out the May of 2011 minutes, please, until I can hear the audio. It was May of last year. They were in
I don't think there's anything from May of last year. Hold on.
Oh, okay, because I thought maybe it was a mistake that it, because I thought we had approved all of those.
There's nothing from May.
Summer?
Yes.
Yes, there is. It's in there, but it's not dated May 25th. I think that's what Lydia is referring to, because I was surprised to see that myself.
Okay, well, then I apologize. You know, last night when I was putting it all together, I went by the dates that were labeled on the minutes. I didn't look at every set of minutes as I was putting the dates on the agenda to see that there was conformity between the dates, the minutes, and the dates on the file. So just put it, do you know which is listed as the reason actually for it?
Ned Siegel reporting in.
Okay.
You're fading away, Summer. I didn't hear you.
Thank you, Dan. Welcome to the call. What I was saying, Dan, and to Lydia also, is do you have the date identified? No, it was 3 a.m., and I'm listing all the dates. I'm going off of the date that's listed on the exterior of the file. Did you identify which set was mislabeled so I can go ahead and pluck that out?
It is the one that's not labeled at all. Hold on a second. Lydia says she's driving. You know, you guys have to bear with me and my eyesight here. I can't speak for Lydia, but I think I saw that also. It's out of place.
I can tell you.
See, it's the only one that doesn't say May 5/25/11. It has a different label on it, which I can't find right now.
I'm trying to identify.
It's just PNB.
But Summer?
Yes, Lydia.
However, the minutes, regardless of how they're labeled right now, if we can hold that out until next meeting, I would appreciate it. I did have a question about a point of order. The minutes reflect the point of order.
Well, I'm fine. I would prefer to have the board secretary present, quite frankly, when there's such an extensive number of minutes to approve. So if someone wants to put forward a motion to postpone consideration of these unapproved minutes until the next meeting, I will entertain.
I move to postpone. This is Lydia.
Okay, that's fine, because I do feel it is appropriate when there are, you know, like 8 or 9 sets of minutes to go ahead and have the board secretary present in case someone has a question. So is there any objection? Ali, okay, thank you. So is there any objection that we will postpone approval of these accrued minutes until our next meeting? And I'll go ahead and give us a generous amount of time on that meeting to deal with it. And if there's no objection, excellent. Okay, we'll use that time to go ahead and work on agenda this evening. And I'll take another look at that and identify which one was mislabeled myself, okay? And also, I do ask
Summer, you're gone again.
Summer, you're missing. We can't hear you, Summer.
Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I don't know. You know. Anyway, what I was saying is, you know, as I said before, if there are corrections, amendments, or questions regarding any of these minutes, to go ahead and please just, like, go ahead and send them out as soon as possible so that they can be resolved prior to the next meeting, so that, you know, if there's a correction to be made, the board secretary and the recording secretary can confer on it and anything like that, so that when we get to the next meeting, we can just go ahead and approve them. I will identify which one is missing. So, all right, very good. Thank you. All right, so next on the agenda is, one second, is Jerry. Okay, Jerry.
All right, thank you. Is the executive report. Arlene, you can give that report.
Sorry, I was muted.
Of course, thank you. I had to get unmuted, and I'm usually taking the call on a landline, and tonight I'm on my cell phone, so I'm not quite as familiar with going back and forth. Sorry about that. You know, just a few things to make you all aware of. We're in the process of dealing with a number of audits through the national office. Of course, our audit, which we need both for CPB and also for many other purposes, which is, as we know, running late this year, partly due to a late start. But we also are in the midst of a CPB audit, an unemployment insurance audit. We're working with finishing up the IND issues and getting that completely straightened out and answering some questions on those things from the unions, and also from some very, very past due unemployment tax that seemingly wasn't paid back in 2004 and 2005 that we're having a chance trace and take care of so that we don't end up having to go to court over that. Crazy. We aren't sure why we haven't heard anything in the last 4 or 5 years, and Levine can tell you more about it. You can work on that. But all of these things have been taking a lot of time from Levine and myself, and also the rest of the, not so very minimal staff in the national office. I have the word out a number of places looking for a national election supervisor. I just sent out some information from the Adler firm in Mitterhoff on some issues regarding the election, but we maybe should get that to perhaps discuss further in closed session. So, and for sure, getting all of our HR functions up and running, we've been utilizing the HR firm a bit, and also working on making sure that we get management staff certified for their Title VII training. At this point, a fourth of the staff has completed training, and we'll be following up with the other three quarters to make sure that it all happens within the next 2 weeks. I'm working on the property, both in D.C. and the New York situation. Both of those are moving along. We've been taking quite a bit of time, and working a lot on our financial issues. Although we are in a lot better shape than we were 2 years ago at this time, a little bit better shape than we were a year ago, we still are in a negative position, and we have a national election, an election in all of our locations this year, which is going to cost a pretty penny, even if we feel it as expensive as possible. We have a national election in this country, which has a news organization we need to cover. That, again, $16 to do. And so our special solution is not nearly as good as we need it to be, and we have to figure out how we're going to move ahead and turn that into a better situation. Working on trying to
Arlene, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I don't know if other members are having this. I'm having some trouble understanding you. I know it's the vagaries of the cell phone, but anyway. Sorry.
You need me to back up on the show, any idea where?
I couldn't really hear what you were saying about the national election, so you sound better now.
Okay. I was saying that, there's a national. Not only is there a Pacifica election this year, which is quite expensive, even if we do everything we can to be cost-effective, there's also a national election in the country, which as a news organization, I feel we have an obligation to be bringing information to our listeners And although that's nowhere nearly as expensive as our physical election explorers, it's going to cost us some money in order to give adequate coverage and to make that meaningful and interesting. So basically, finances are where I'm spending my time trying to figure out how we move ahead and turn this around. There's actually good progress, nearly enough progress, and we have to not only make it to a point that we're holding even, we have to make it to a point that we're beginning to pay off these past debts, not just beginning to, we have to get them paid off within a reasonable period of time. That's it, unless people have questions.
Thank you, Arlene. Are you done?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. Are there questions for our executive director?
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia, anyone else on the stack? All right, go ahead, Lydia, please.
Okay, two questions. One, because I could only hear like every other word for part of it, if you could send us like an abbreviated report of what you said so as not to have to recap the whole thing. And then number two is, were not the election costs, the general elections, not the KPFK, not the Pacific elections, were they not included in the budget since the conventions and everything always happened during the summer? Was that not in the budget we approved?
Yes.
And if not, what is your estimate of what we would need?
Okay, we did include some national programming, and from the start we knew that would be mainly covering the elections, and so yes, they are in the budget. I believe we put $40,000 in the budget for that area. At this point, we're at a $30,000 that absolutely has to be spent, and that doesn't cover all of the costs. And so the cost for the two conventions plus some coverage that will cover things that are outside and so forth are going to put us somewhere between $30,000 and $50,000. And we could include that in the budget. So, yes, it's in the budget. It's just that our, unfortunately, as well as covering the whole budget, and we're having to pay off some cash bills that are eating into our cash situation for this year.
Thank you.
So it takes some creative look to see where we can begin to pull some strings and hopefully come up with perhaps some funding from outside, although we're really a little behind the eight ball to be looking to come up with outside other than direct contribution between now and the election. I couldn't hear the first part of your question, Lydia. I'm sorry.
Oh, just because we couldn't hear the beginning of your report very well. It was like every other word. You could just send us like an abbreviated recap rather than repeating it now. Thank you.
I'll try to get that out tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Laura, to the stack?
Go ahead, Laura.
Thank you. Arlene, I don't know if you saw my email. I don't know if we can talk about this in open session, but I had a question about the date of the signing of the Jackson Lewis retainer. Does that have to be in closed session?
I believe it does.
Yes, I'll go ahead and take that, Arlene. And Laura, yes, I did receive your request to put it on the agenda, and I did put it in the closed session because it does involve a contractual relationship, so we aren't really at liberty to discuss it on open session, but we will get it to it hopefully at tonight's closed session, okay?
Okay.
All right, great. Thank you. Go ahead, Arlene. Sorry.
If for some reason we don't get to it, I will send out an answer to your email, or I'll put it in the report that I send out tomorrow. There's a perfectly reasonable and good answer to that, and I did get your email, but I was in transit in the air, so couldn't answer it.
Okay. Thank you, Arlene. I'm sure the whole board appreciates that. Are there any other members who would like to ask something of the executive director at this point? Okay. And hearing none, I do hear some background. I can't tell what it is, but some noise, so please mute yourself.
This is Teresa. I just wanted you to know I'm on the call.
Thank you, Teresa. I appreciate that. Okay, we'll note that.
All right. If there are no other people who have a question for Arlene at this point, there's the executive director's report, then we'll go ahead and move on to the chief financial officer's report. LaVarne, thank you, Arlene. And LaVarne, if you're ready, go ahead, please. Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, who is that?
Oh, it's Campbell. I don't know what happened there. I must have hit pound one. I had a question.
For Arlene, before we move on.
Well,
okay, I was one. Go ahead, please.
You've been trying to
unmute yourself. See, that's what happens when you're good and you follow the rules and you mute yourself and you can't get heard when you want to speak, right?
Go ahead, please. I was doubly muted. Arlene, I intended to send you this piece that it kind of engages around the Affiliates Task Force e-newsletter and some potential resources that there may be for funding. I remember in the listing we had Alliance for Justice, ACLU, and some others. Did I send you an email like that yet?
I read one email from you, but I if that was in it, I missed it. So could you resend it?
If I can find it again, yes, I will. I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Campbell. Thank you, Arlene. All right. Is there anyone else who's struggling to be heard and who's muted right now? All right. I don't hear anyone trying to be recognized. So thank you, Arlene. And LaVarne, go ahead. We'll move on to the Chief Financial Officer's report. Thank you. LaVarne Williams.
Yes, this is LaVarne Williams. Can everyone hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Okay. So I hope those little mice stay away while I'm talking. But my report basically kind of mirrors some of the projects that Arlene had spoken about. That, first of all, we're still engaged in audits, a number of audits, including the CPB audit. I believe David Tanner has been at WBAI in New York. We also have the audit from the Government of the District of Columbia, from the Department of Employment Services. But I will be speaking with the tax auditor tomorrow. We've exchanged emails. I have made a reservation to be there on Tuesday when he plans to be there. But we find that perhaps the District of Columbia still believe that our headquarters is located in Washington.
Oh.
So we're trying to get that straightened out, and we've also have spoken with the examiner, and we believe that I will not have to appear and that we can just send PDF files and he'll have to make a reservation to come to California. So hopefully that will happen. We're still trying to conclude our fiscal audit. We had quite a flurry of activity today. I think Summer saw some of that. And this part of it is just to conclude the audit and determine what the pledges receivable should be. And so I think we had to resubmit a lot of data. And I just want to compliment everyone that your database managers, development directors, they are like really on their job. Responded immediately after my email about 9 o'clock last night, so they had things going when we were up 6 o'clock this morning. The other audit, of course, I think we mentioned was the CPB audit. So he's at BAI, and we're still giving information to him also. And the other thing that I've been working on, of course, along with Arlene, is the looking at the lease or the relocation for WPFW, so we can talk about that in closed session. We are also, in closed session we can talk about the lease for WBAI, and we're basically, I think the concern about having a place by the end of this year, I think that has been taken care of. And the other major thing is that, in addition to that, of course, we're in the process of trying to close for the first half of the year. And I have preliminary numbers, but we still have a number of adjusted entries to make at headquarters. But the preliminary numbers, I can tell you that as far as our revenue for the first 6 months, that we have $7.9 million in revenue, about $7.4 million in expenses. expenses. So currently we have a net income of about $500,000. However, I'd like to tell you that in the first quarter of this year, we had net income of over $600,000. So that means in the second quarter, we've lost about $100,000, or some adjustments, so that our current net income is about $500,000. This is before our final adjusting entries. We have some intercompany transactions we need to do. So the concern, just to let you know on the numbers and on the finances, is that we do have to be concerned because we are under budget in terms of the net income. That's about $100,000 worse than budget, but we're also about $200,000 worse in revenue. So we've had some discussions. We've had meetings starting with KPFK, with the treasurer, the GM, and the business manager. The other night for the NFC meeting, a meeting was scheduled and arranged to talk with WPFW and the general manager, the pharma business manager, and the development director. They were there on the call, and they gave some points in terms of what they need to do to try to correct the downward trend and their performance that is worse than budget. So those are the major things that I've been working on. It's been really hectic. We're also again, in terms of working on the relocation for WPFW, we've had a lot of conversations with a number of sites, and Campbell has been on those conference calls also, and we can discuss those further in closed session if you'd like to. That kind of wraps up where I am today.
Thank you, LaVon. And are there members who have questions for the CFO?
Campbell for a stack.
This is Campbell. Nia Summer, after Campbell.
Nia? Campbell, Nia. Anyone else after that? All right. I'll take more people after that. Go ahead, Campbell, please.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. I was just wondering, will we be anytime soon getting an aging of payables for the foundation?
Yes. We will produce our reports. We'll start the reports. We should have them. We're looking at this month. We actually have been able to close by the 6th workday. So that's quite an accomplishment for us as far as the stations. But we still have adjusted interest to make it at headquarters or in the national office. So that report that we usually do, the major payables, and we can show the age. So I'll just make a note. You not only do you want to see the payables, you want to see the aging.
Yes, please.
Okay.
One last thing also, kind of in that connection, and I have to admit that I haven't been all that close on it, but if there's a breakout of our CS bills to national.
Oh, yes. Let me just add that we've been working on and we have that in terms of the analysis. We're working on that as we go through the close, and we're looking at to get all those out by next week to show.
Oh.
So you can. Hello?
Yeah,
so
I'm here.
Can see the central services. We have an outline and to show the central services that were accrued or billed, the central services that we actually received. And the other thing, as I might add today, I've been kind of busy, too, working with the stations to pull in the funds for central services, for central services from prior years that has been given to the stations that have that. And we're just trying to structure our own cash flow so we can take care of our Democracy Now.
Okay.
This is very important. That
right.
I think we need to really start on that. And the other thing I wanted to say is that we talked some about doing another mail fund drive for the national office. So I think we probably should start in proceeding on that.
Okay. One of my questions was a detail of the central services. For example, I know a lot of it has to do with fringe benefits and, things of that sort. Would that be possible to get detailed out?
Let me just tell you that, yeah, we have a monthly report that Lynn sends out to each station, and it's like in each tab in there is by month. So we can I can just pull each month from
okay,
each station.
Great.
And those are called what we call traditionally bill backs.
Yeah.
And primarily it will be for the health benefits. It'll be for any legal,
mm-hmm.
shared legal, like for mm-hmm. our FCC attorney.
Right, right. And that would, that generally goes to just the business manager, correct?
Goes to the business manager, and sometime we'll send it to the general manager.
Okay.
And those, that sheet, you know, there's a tab, a sheet in each file.
Okay.
We'll just pull out the latest for the month of March.
Okay, I would appreciate
that. Package. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh, sure, you're welcome.
Thank you, Campbell. Thank you, LaVon. Mia, you're next, please.
Yes, thank you, LaVon, for the report. I have a question. We're talking about the audit. I guess you guys were working frantically on the audit. So
yes.
I know the board approved the financial recovery plan, and did you say that you have done the year-to-date budget versus actual report for the first 6 months?
Yeah, that's what I said. We have the preliminary. I have it here in front of me. Yeah,
right.
The first.
How does our progress compare with the budget and the approved plan? I think that for me right now, it's the greatest. It's the most important thing to make sure that we don't have a going concern. So, have you, in your analysis, compared the plan to the progress?
That's what our monthly reports show that every month. It shows.
And how are we doing?
Oh, that's what I was. Yeah, that's exactly what I kind of reported in a very short form at the beginning. I said that compared to budget for the first 6 months, we're about $100,000 worse than budget. And I told you it's primarily in the revenue. We're about $200,000 worse than budget in revenue. And so therefore the expenses are a little better than planned. So overall we're about $135,000. But again, we still have some interest to make at headquarters. So most of them are intercompany, so it shouldn't affect really the bottom line, because if it goes from the stations and comes to the national office, so that's primarily what's there. So, again, compared to budget for the first 6 months, this is preliminary. We're about $100,000 worse and $135,000. And then if we could look at the capital items, of course, we're about $31,000 worse than budget, and that's primarily because of the cost of the transmitter at KPFK. And so,
right.
Okay,
So based on the recovery plan, that's what I want to make sure. We are comparing those. The
budget?
Right. The 6 months budget to the actual recovery plan. Are there factors in the plan that have caused us to be in this deficit? That's
well,
the answer.
We're not in a deficit. We have almost $500,000 in income. So we're not in a deficit. We have a negative variance to the budget. So, that's an interesting point, because Ross Wisdom actually asked for the latest report to compare it to budget. So we can give this to him, and because I think he had a concern about that. And no, absolutely, we have that, and we'll have by the end of tomorrow night late, we should be. Finished with all of the other interests. So this is just like a flash report in terms of where we are. It shows where our concerns are. And the major concern, if you look at the numbers, is that the first quarter we had income of $600,000. The second quarter we actually had a loss of about $100,000. So therefore, if we look at the upcoming fund drive, the next major drive is this quarter, the third quarter. The next drive is in August, and that is like a short drive. So if we plan to produce income, a surplus for the year, we really need to look at how we can bring our revenue up to budget and how we can continue to control expenses.
Right. So speaking of Ross, in your experience, do you think we'll have a going concern just based on the first 6 months? What do you think?
He primarily looks at the working capital. So he's going to look at
what's the working capital?
Current
liabilities. What's the working?
Working capital. Working capital is your current assets, and you subtract your current. Okay, well, now she asked the question.
She's a banker.
Well, right, so therefore, if
that's the definition of a
number.
No, I don't have the number because we haven't closed. So I can't tell you the number now. And also, since we haven't closed the fiscal year, my balance sheet still is not, it still is not relevant. You have to fix the beginning numbers in September. Because we haven't closed for the beginning numbers in October because we have not closed the books for September. But no, I won't have that until, and hopefully, you know, we had a flurry today. I really congratulate the development directors, the business managers who have just come in and gave Ross everything that he had asked for in the format that we provided.
Are there other members with questions for LaVon? Thank you, LaVon. Thank you, Nia.
Okay. All right.
Oh, no, Nia, I'm sorry. Did you have more questions? I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, after that answer, I have even more questions, but I don't want to take up that. I just need to understand the working capital. How much do we have, and will we have a going concern? Because we should be halfway through the accomplishment of the financial recovery plan. And it's funny you should say that Ross asked that question. It would make sense as a CPA and as a financial person. That's a logical question to ask. I don't know if Campbell agrees with me.
Yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt, but there's no question about what you're asking. What we're saying is we do not have the information yet. Mm-hmm. We still have not closed for the first 6 months. We still have a number of entries to make. We still have what we've done is kind of made up our balance sheet in order to try to look at where we are. So until we get that, but as far as the going concern, that will not be based. I guess he could consider the first 6 months. And so the first 6 months, yes, we produced net income of over $500,000. So there is, that is total progress. So, you know, whether he chooses to look at it strictly subtracting the liabilities from the asset and come up with a negative number and say that there's still a going concern. You know, the other really heavy thing that I've found in terms of talking with all the individuals that we're speaking to about leases, that, Pacifica can get on the air and raise $1 million. So there's, at this point, there's never a going concern issue with the foundation. What the issue is that the business is one where you get on the air, you ask the listeners for money, and they will give you money in order to keep this foundation going, which is something we may have to do to pay off these major payables that have aged, as Campbell has asked for. So that we can always do, and this is a decision, should we do that now or should we do it later? What we've done is try to work with the stations to bring them along, and we see that there's been a lot of progress at every station. But there is never a going concern. If you just look strictly at the numbers, you can say there's a going concern. But if you look at the business that we're in, there's never a going concern issue, not now. There was back in 2002, but not now.
Thank you, LaVon. Thank you, Nia. Are there other members with questions?
Teresa on the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa, please.
Let me see if I understand. LaVon, are you still short-staffed at all?
Hi, Teresa. Yes, we have. In fact, I have a little note. I'll send it out to the frat committee and copy you. We are short-staffed. You know, we still have, and the reason why we had not brought anyone on earlier is that being in finance, we knew we didn't have the funds to do that. So the three people in the office, Lynn, Efren, and I, we have put in the time. All of us have all this accrued vacation that we have not taken in hopes that we would have this other position on soon. And that position was to there to help in terms of the staff specific duties. And, you know, we were looking at, in the past, there were like five people there. And the issues that we've had in terms of audit deficiencies, those deficiencies were there then, and we've actually improved on a number of them. But we've worked this hard and this long because we were promised another position.
I understand. Okay. But at this time, you don't have the money to hire.
This time, I think that we can see some improvement. A lot of improvement.
Okay.
And yes, we do. We
so
can.
So is that a decision you have to make with the executive director?
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask my next question before I forget what it is. I collected my thoughts. Is there anyone in the national office? Oh, let me ask you this: how much of your time, percentage wise, has been taken up by inspections in the last month?
Oh, in the last month, it's probably like we've spent a couple of days in terms of pulling information together for the whole staff, pulling information.
A couple
together.
Of days. And how much of your time has been spent on various audits?
There's been a lot of time spent on audits in terms of just looking at, you know, what's required, making sure the documents are there.
I mean in terms of days in the last month.
In the last month? Oh, again, I'm talking about the last month, probably a couple of days.
Okay, and how much of your time in the last month would you say you've spent on training like our financial managers in the various stations?
We have I actually have a consultant on Great Plains. Mm-hmm. So I have her schedule. I've been working with her, and so I've spent a couple of hours in terms of working with her and schedule. And we have KPFA's business manager is up next, so we have to schedule that, and we'll do that next week.
Okay. And one last question. And maybe Arlene might want to chime in. Is there anyone at National that is working on writing grants? Do we have anyone as in contracted or anyone that's working on grants on the national level?
In terms of working on grants, at the end of last year, we have worked on, in terms of trying to finalize gifts to us, to the national office, but specifically, you know, we have not pulled up anything. We have tried to work, just for your information, we've worked with Brian DeShazer and the NPRA in terms of just trying to...
Yeah, he's writing grants.
Exactly.
His department's writing grants.
Exactly.
Is there anyone else in national office that's writing grants on the national level?
No, and that's what we need.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure. Okay.
All right, I'm going to put myself on the stack, but is there anyone else who has questions for the CFO before we move on?
Arlene asked to come to the stack.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Arlene, please.
Yeah, just a couple of questions. The question about director's inspections, in the last month, it was a total of approximately 6 days of time from our staff combined. In other words, the entire staff put in about a day and a half of work on getting information together for the last director's inspection, and then I put in another several hours over the weekend finalizing that material. In terms of the grant issue and, for that matter, major donors and so forth, that is one of the, those are some of the functions that I had included in the position that I thought we needed in order to move forward with our recovery plan, and that was the...
I went outside so you wouldn't have to listen to me.
You have my sympathy.
That was the combined program development director position. And I feel that if we're going to...
Teresa, we can hear you.
Teresa, you
could also cook this butternut squash.
Oh, Teresa.
Sorry.
Teresa, you weren't at all muted. We can hear about the butternut squash. I'll take it.
All right. Sorry.
If you aren't offering any, I mean, you know, really.
We will all take an order. We're hungry. All right. Go on, please.
Summer, this is George.
Okay. Got you. Arlene, were you done? I'm sorry.
No, I was basically answering Teresa's questions about, you know, outside funding and about time spent on, you know, director's inspections. And in terms of audits, if you include in that, you know, the finishing up stuff on the ING and the information on the funds that the taxes that achieved were due from back in 2004 and 2005, some of those areas which aren't exactly audits, but which are all, you know, dealing with some old administrative issues that have just recently come to light. I know that Laverne's probably spent at least a week of time in the last month on those issues, and I've probably spent 6 or 7 days out of the last month on those kinds of issues.
This is Laverne. May I just add, because a lot of these issues really requires that you are working with someone who can really help you to try to avoid these in the future. So not only does it require that you're doing the physical work, but you're trying to work with them in terms of how you can improve processes, how they can help you, how we do not have to go through these issues again. So it's really complicated. It's not just, you know, the physical work. It's, you know, getting information from them and to correct the process and make sure that we know that things are in line now that where it caused these issues. And just to say again, the issue about that Arlene talked about was the it was like an EDD issue. And so I've worked with the attorney with EDD. I've been on the phone. We are resolving it. They had called us in for a hearing. So we are able to resolve this. And this is for some EDD. It was an audit that was done from 2004 and through 2007, and it's just been sitting out there where we actually owe funds, or we would have to go to a hearing, and which of course would require having an attorney and having costs in those funds. So I was able to work with the attorney for EDD. We're able to we've resolved it. We just want more information to determine, you know, why this set out there and lingered for, you know, this is the last date on that is 2007, and this is 2012. So it's just cleaning up a lot of stuff that has been lingering out there and that has not been attended to. And again, as Arlene says, and I've said, it requires, you know, that you really work with those individuals. And at least we don't have to pay these people we're working with, but it does require a lot of my time.
This is George. How much time did you want to allow for this?
George, I've got you. Tell them. And did I hear another voice after George?
It was just Arlene saying some of these things that have come up are complete surprises to Laverne and me, and I have to tell you that both Laverne and I have devoted a lot of time and attention to them, but that's a lot cheaper for you than us having to pull attorneys in to handle these issues. And I think we've done a good job at working with these people and utilizing attorneys as little as possible in the process.
Thank you, Arlene. Okay, George, you're next, please.
Well, I wanted to find out how much time I you want to allot to this. It's been about 28 minutes so far, and I don't have an agenda, so I don't know how much time you intend.
We've gone somewhat over, but of course, gained time by not approving 9 sets of minutes. So. I will go ahead and I'll ask my questions. I don't think there's anybody else up on stack, and then we'll just go ahead and move on from there, okay? Thank you, George.
Thanks.
Did you not have questions for Lamar?
No, I didn't, but I'll have to ask you also for how much time you want on each issue before we get
Okay, I'm sorry, George. Did you not have an agenda, George?
Somehow or another, all the attachments that people have tried to send me have been stripped off, and I can't get them. So
I wonder. Maybe there's something going on with email clients or something, because, yeah, I did see your email on that, and I believe everyone else received it. So hopefully we can get that resolved. But, yes, I will give you time. So thanks for letting me know that. All right. So, well, I guess my questions, Laverne, are, you know, and as people are aware and pretty deeply involved with KPFK's finances. I sat in on the National Finance Committee call earlier this week.
Pull up my calendar.
Who is that? I'm sorry. You know, going over WPFW's issues. And I guess there's a couple of questions I have, which is, one, the major payables
may not have a round figure on what those major payables are, because I think it is hard to assess where we're at without knowing that. Well, then the next part of that is when you say that we're like $100,000 better on income to expenses, is that just counting the bills we're actually paying as opposed to the bills that are actually accruing during the period? Because, you know, I get the phone calls when we don't pay bills, or and I get the emails, and I'm, you know, from what I am seeing, KPFK is like $300,000 behind budget. WBAI is something similar. WTFW is struggling. And I'm wondering where that figure comes from, that we are ahead of budget when three of our stations are behind budget. That would have to mean that KPFA and KPFT have raised dramatically hundreds of thousands of dollars more than they had budgeted. So I'm not understanding how those numbers are working. And I know we're having cash flow issues. So when you say we're better than budget, and I know you said we lost some in the second quarter, but my perception is that we are significantly further behind. So when you say in terms of expenses, are these just expenses we're paying, or do they count all the expenses that are accruing? And where do the accrued expenses from before fall in that situation, since those people still expect to get paid even if their bills are significantly old? So the figure sounds significantly better than what I'm perceiving from everything else I'm seeing through the network. So I'm wondering how we're arriving at that.
Okay, I'll just try to be quick, no more than 3 minutes.
Thank you, LaVon.
Okay, so first, if we look at our numbers through the first 6 months, if you looked at the numbers in last month, Okay, if we look at our on a year-to-date basis for the first 6 months, our revenue we had was like $7.9 million. So we produced $7.9 million in revenue. Now that revenue is $200,000 worse than budget. But that's so we should have been at $8 million. Well, about, this is rounding, $8.1 million. And instead we came in at $7.9 million. So that's what it looks like in revenue. So revenue of $7.9 million, expenses of $7.3 million. So that means 7.4, I'm rounding here, expenses of 7.4. So that means the revenue of 7.9, expenses of 7.4, so that means that we have $500,000 in income for the first 6 months. So that's basically where we are. And if you look at the numbers by station, it will vary some because from month to month, because of the way the revenue comes in. Okay, so the $500,000 in income, you know, we have income, so we're not in a deficit. We have income of roughly $500,000. But if we compare that to the budget, we're about $100,000 worse than the budget. So with income of about $500,000, our budget was actually $647,000. About $650,000 is how much we budgeted income, but instead we're around $500,000. So it's somewhere, we're a little above. So it's somewhere around $100,000 worse than budget. But we still have a net income. We still have not lost. So if you start looking at the individual stations for the first 6 months, so you mentioned KPFK. KPFK, their revenue is $1.9 million. They should have been at almost $2,037,000. So they're actually, their revenue, they're worse than budget. But they still, their revenue of $1.9, their expenses of $1.8, so they've actually produced net income of about $100,000. And if you take out your capital for the transmitter, you're about break even. So it shows that basically that the revenue that you have produced has been matched by the expenses. So you're basically at break even. But your budget says that you should have around $200,000 in net income. So KPFK compared to budget is worse than budget. And again, that's primarily in your revenue, in your listener support revenue. You're about $200,000 worse than budget. So you, so if you look at KPFK, that's where they're about break even. So when you want to say, well, where is that income? And then you ask about, you know, what are the expenses? What are the accruals? Okay. So in terms of the where we are in terms of the cash right now, we're still pulling that together. But our cash usually it runs around anywhere from about $1 million to about $1.7 million in cash on a monthly basis. Again, we're still pulling that information together for this for the end of the month.